the mental ritual or worship.
Yeah.
How exactly we need to do? Like we do offering flowers, lighting campfire.
Exactly we what we do outside puja, bahya puja. Same thing with thoughts we have to do. With pure heart if we do, you don't require. So when you are doing external puja, flowers may be rotten, fruits may be rotten, place may not be clean, but there is no such limitation in the mind. You can imagine the cleanest place, the best types of fruits, roots, food, the best type of flowers, even exotic flowers you can get from Arctic area and then Brahma Kamala, etc. and offer to your Ishta Devata. That is the freedom of the mind. That is called Manasika Puja. But dwelling mostly on meditation by repeating the Dhyana Mantra is the most important part. That is called Upasana. Yeah.
Okay, Sanji. Jai Thakur. Thank you, Sanji.
Okay.
Pranams, Maharaj.
Okay.
Maharaj, through this Upanishad, we have seen God talking through fire, through bull, through different natural elements, and also definitely through the Guru. And in Thakur's life also, Thakur, we have seen him getting commandments from the Divine Mother, through the body, even of an immoral woman. He has always been, it seems like Thakur is always waiting to hear from Divine Mother, be it through any form, be it through anything. From where we are, we're the purification is not there fully. I'm pretty sure God is trying to talk to us through different forms. How do we be more receptive?
So, the first thing I have to do is, am I being receptive? Then, what is this person trying to teach me? What is this event trying to teach me? Every event definitely teaches us. So, if you are very happy eating a sweet, how long did it last?
Few seconds.
And same thing you have to apply. Somebody criticized you. How long should it last?
Few seconds only.
That's all.
For the long.
Because as soon as you go into deep sleep, do you remember either this or that?
No.
So that is a deliberately, consciously we have to develop. Then it won't disturb the mind. So everybody is, every moment is it is like a school. Teaching lessons whole day and night. But we have to open our mind. That is why it is said when poets like Wordsworth, they see a small petal with dew on it and that dew reflects the entire sky. So their vision is far superior to our vision. So we also can develop the same vision. As I said, what can I learn from today's events? That is what Raja Maharaj advised. Before going to bed at night, spend a few minutes mulling over what had happened. What is the purpose? To learn what events have happened and what they have got to teach me so that I can progress in life. That is why a great person called Will Durant had written, after writing nearly 11 voluminous volumes, the story of civilization. He wrote Lessons of History. Very beautiful book. Lessons of History. One of the first lessons of history is that we don't learn anything from history.
That's why it keeps repeating.
Until we reach Brahman, these lessons will be kept repeating. So we have to have that attitude of learning. That's what Thakur says, yavat bachi, tavat sikhi. I keep myself open to learn whole life.